It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club. It's not a polo club. It's not a card club. It's the most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's just a notch above caveman, but we don't want to have to drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good. You can lure your woman into the cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, Colt, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America, and you just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Peace, love, and barbecue, baby. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live in Grand Rapids today, and we are going to smoke it up all over mid-Michigan, from Traverse City down to Ann Arbor, everywhere in between. It's a great day to fire up that grill. I think it's a smoker day. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
I think you dialed it right in. Smoking today would be perfect.
Yep.
A little cool morning, a little bit of mist. Get out there, fire up that kettle, that good one, whatever you got to smoke on. If you got it, smoke it.
That's right. And the good thing about smoking, again, is you set it, you forget it. You can do your fall cleanup, whatever else is going on. But just a great day to let her go. And then when the football games kick in this afternoon, you got some good eating, man. Can't wait. Can't wait. Hey, we got a busy day today with the show. And we're going to jump right down to Battle Creek and talk to our friend from Arcadia Ales, Tim Surprise. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, gents. It's the autumnal equinox today, so we're transitioning from summer to fall.
Yes, it is. I had a couple 13-year-olds on in the back of my van last night explaining that to the rest of the girls. We went to a football game. Lowell played Jenison. Poor Jenison had their homecoming, and the Red Arrows had to go over there and feed them. But they were going through that whole equinox thing, and they were trying to impress each other. But anyway, listen, I just wanted to get you on the air because I was at your place last Sunday, and you're conveniently located between Olivet College in Kalamazoo, and my sons Jordan and Alex are in each one of those schools, so you're our new meeting ground for family meetings.
Well, thankfully, there's probably a brewery located somewhere in between all of your travels over the course of the state, so for all of us in the beer community, we're thankful that we got good, loyal patrons like you that have reasons to stop by from one point to another. So if it's not Arcadia, there's always a brewery somewhere local to make sure that your head is right before or after the game.
That's right. It's not just for breakfast anymore, is it?
Absolutely.
You know, before I get into the beer that I fell in love with, I want to compliment you. That Meat Lover's Pizza you've got is thumbs up, man. I mean, we ordered a bunch of different pizzas, but that one was gone before Dad could get a second slice. So,
good. Well, we've been doing the wood-fired pizzas there for 16 years, and we keep trying to improve it and make it better. But it's a staple part of our menu, and particularly when the weather starts to turn a little cooler, seems like a wood-fired anything sounds good. Well, you guys can relate, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but the thing I was shocked at is I can't remember if I ever had Jawjacker before, but I had a couple Jawjackers. And
isn't that what we are? A couple Jawjackers?
Maybe that's why I liked it so much. That's a pumpkin beer, Jop.
Is it?
And I brought you a couple six-packs of it because it was so good. And
time out. Didn't you get five cases from Tim, and you just said, yeah, I brought you a couple six-packs?
No.
I think I just busted him, Tim. Is that right?
No, there was no.
Job, you know, for God's sakes, when Bob's out there doing the beer collection, for God's sakes, if you're not in the car with him, you're getting shortchanged.
Yeah, real short end of that deal, babe. But anyway, let's talk about the jaw jacker.
He is busting my chops because he got some B-craft in lockdown, and he's doing that job there.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, jaw jacker is it's perfect time for that beer. It's our tip of the hat to the season being the autumnal equinox, the fall season, where the weather starts to turn, the leaves start to turn, and we start thinking about Halloween, Thanksgiving. And there's a huge category of beer that has been very popular with beer enthusiasts, pumpkin or pumpkin spice beers. And our Jaw Jacker is a tip of the hat to what we consider to be a great, real comfort type of pumpkin pie in a beer. And we take a great malt and hop profile, marry it together with some spices that you might expect to find in a nice slice of your grandmother's pumpkin pie, being cinnamon, clove, and allspice. And you put that together remarkably, whether it's out of the bottle or on tap, and it's just a real refreshing, easy to drink, enjoyable beer, particularly for the fall and cooler weather season. And it's a real popular product for us. In fact, we've been brewing it and packaging it and cranking it out of the brewery here for several weeks, and we're just now winding down. And it was another huge success for us. And it's typically available at the stores or at the better beer bars where you're finding and shopping for better beer.
Better beer bars. I like that. Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are talking with Tim Surprise, the founder of Arcadia Ales in Battle Creek, and talking about your Jaw Jacker. And after this, I want to hit basically your new production facility that's coming up. But I guess the thing I wanted to just alert everybody to, if you love pumpkin pie, You will love Jaw Jacker. And the other thing is, when you see the name Jaw Jacker, don't let it intimidate you. Because when I saw the name, I thought, oh boy, that might be, you know, a really hoppy or a really strong. It's not. It is the best pumpkin beer I've ever had. And I've tried a bunch of pumpkin beers because I kind of like them, but I have found quite a few to be disappointing, to be honest with you.
Well, we take a little different spin on it, Bob, A lot of pumpkin beers have and rely on the pumpkin itself to provide a flavor. And, you know, pumpkin's one of those things where if you don't spice it up a little bit, it's kind of bland. There really isn't much to it. And from our perspective, we wanted to put a little twist on it and add some aromatics and a subtle flavor that's not overpowering, but something that's a nice transition from typically the wheat beers or the Hefeweizens or the beers that most people are drinking quite a bit of during the warm weather, during the summer season. So seems like the Jaw Jacker is a nice transition for us. And, in that double entendre with the name, I don't know where we came up with that relative to the jack-o'-lantern on the front with the big jaws gaping open, but I think you guys are a little bit more than jaw jackers on the Grilling Guys, for God's sakes. You're doing a lot of jaw jacking, but you're providing a lot of value and a lot of real great information for your listeners. And I know that my VP of sales, Rick Suarez, doesn't miss your show every single Saturday morning on his laptop. And that's saying a lot for a guy from the Bronx in New York who's probably, sometimes not always in a state where 9 a.m. is bright-eyed and bushy-tied.
Yeah, hey, Tim,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, always a pleasure to talk to you. Best of luck with the new facility that's going in Kalamazoo. We're going to take a little break, but you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.